Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and right back.
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
It was good enough today anyway, whatever it was, mm-hmm. with Nicole Malpass. A terrific performance in the FA Cup that we held what should have been a strong team on paper, Ooty Bridge, but we beat them 4-0, I think, fairly comprehensively.
Yeah, we were always on the front foot for most of the game. It was just those little tiny things. I think the pitch was quite tough today. It was a bit slow and a bit bumpy in places, so we had to change our game up a little bit, and it took most of the first half to get that under control. And once we got in the change room in the second half and tried to change our game up a little bit, yeah, we opened up really well. Obviously we built from the back still, but we just managed to get three more outstanding goals, and we're just delighted that we got a clean sheet as well, because that's, for me, that was the most important thing as well, getting a clean sheet. And obviously Nick had a great hand in that as well. So
yeah, so it was pretty much a really comprehensive sort of performance at the back. We kept them at bay apart from a couple of little middling chances. Did you find that you fitted in nicely today with the first game?
Yeah, it was a good game to come into, because other games that I've watched, like, it's kind of been like 7-0, 8-0, so it's kind of like a good challenging game to come into.
Yeah, because that grass is a bit long out there, as well as it being uneven and a bit bobbly. Does that sort of like affect you a little bit, given the fact that you might train on 3G and obviously that's a bit more slick?
It is a difference, but we managed to get it under and just play, so we changed it when we needed to and played it over the top, but...
Yeah,
we adapted well.
Yeah, worked well, didn't it? I mean, obviously, I think the wind affected a little bit in the second half, but we worked well. We worked round it. So it's 4-0. I mean, it's exactly what we needed, sort of, on an FA Cup game.
Yep.
You've got the nil, and you've got the goals, which is exactly what you need to get through to the next round.
Yeah.
So where does that put us, sort of like, from what you thought we might do today?
Yeah, I'm always confident with us, you know, travelling away or home, you know, against a team in the FA Cup at this level. Obviously, I looked at Ooty Bridge before and looked at where they finished. They played at this level we're at now for a couple of seasons, I think, and finished second last year. So to come here and win 4-0, he's a great scout for the team. And, you know, we only had three subs today and two of them got on. And, you know, no matter how people look at it, and we've got a strong enough team, and we always play the way that we know how to play. And, you know, we always cause team problems, so I know that if we can score one goal, you know, we're very good at keeping clean sheets at the moment, so we've always got a chance to win the game, and we did it. And that fourth goal, by the way, was outstanding. I keep saying it, but that just epitomises everything that we are today, and I think that put the icing on the cake today, so I was really, really pleased with that.
Yeah, I think there always like plenty of cake around. That's always good.
Oh yeah,
still post-match. So we've got Merseyrail next.
Yeah, Merseyrail in the stadium next week, so attention focuses back to the league, and hopefully we can maintain our good start in that. And, you know, it's always a good one against Merseyrail, so
yeah.
You know, I've not played him at home, I don't think, as a manager yet, so that's a good test for me as well.
No, I think I think you took over the last game after Merseyrail, when they'd beaten us fairly badly at home, unfortunately,
yeah.
And when we pulled it back to 2-1 and then they ran away with it, obviously.
Yeah.
We had a player sent off that day. Let's hope we don't get any of that sort of luck, but let's hope we can carry on as we did last time we played them, when we beat them 3-0.
Definitely.
And let's hope everybody gets down there and watch maybe more of Nicole, the second game possibly, and just keeping it nice and tight at the back, and everybody turns up and we can all have a good day.
Yeah, sounds good to me, Neil.
Right, thanks very much.
Mate, bye.